男性の本。
Lesson 9 Thinking Part 1 Thinking is defined as the action of using your mind to produce ideas, decisions, memories, etc. Knowing how to think in any given situation, which type of thinking to employ, is a vital skill. The start point is understanding that there are many different ways to think, that how we think should be a matter of conscious choice. So, if how to think is a choice, what are the key types of thinking skill? Here are some of the most commonly used categories. Creative thinking. It is a general term for the ability to develop fresh perspectives and new ideas. There are many specific techniques available to aid the creative thinking process. Our most popular creativity course is called Creativity for Logical Thinkers, although in reality it is highly relevant for all thinking types who need to be more creative. Lateral thinking. This is the term used, popularized by Edward de Bono, to describe a nonlinear mode of thinking. De Bono's lateral thinking courses are less popular than they were, but they remain an effective way to learn how to think in order to systematically generate new ideas. Critical thinking. This term is used in many different ways. Perhaps most commonly it is used to denote thorough or exhaustive thinking. Our structured and critical thinking training course makes use of a number of models and templates as an aid to thorough thinking, ensuring all angles are covered. Logical thinking. It is the process of progressing a thought process in a linear way. It is probably the dominant thinking process in Western society and many others too. Parallel thinking. This is the process of avoiding group conflict by all adopting the same mode of thinking at the same time. Positive thinking. Although it is often referred to as an attitude rather than a distinct thinking process, the inclusion of techniques such as CBT, cognitive behavioral thinking, adds weight and structure to positive thinking training courses. Strategic thinking. It is a widely used term and therefore one that is used in many different ways. Typically, it is used to refer to the sort of thinking required by organizations to set direction rather than individual tactics to deliver results. Divergent thinking. In the creative thinking process, divergent thinking refers to the thinking required to generate an unfiltered pool of ideas. Convergent thinking. Once ideas have been generated, they need to be assessed and developed into workable proposals. This process is often referred to as convergent thinking. Associative thinking. It is the process of linking one thought or idea to another. Associative thinking can be used for creative thinking purposes and has a key role in most memory techniques.